I spoke earlier to Shane Canute from Catter's Australia Party about their building of the cane growers more say in selling and pricing of their sugar. Late last night, the bill was passed in the State Parliament of Queensland with the support of both the opposition and the independent Billy Gordon. Now, when I spoke to Shane earlier this week, he was hoping that would happen. Shane Canute is the party's MP for Dalrymple, an electorate in northern inland Queensland that runs parallel to the coast from southwest of Mackay to the tablelands west of Cairns. And it's a win for common sense, it looks like. And the reason I got onto it, because of a full-page ad taken out in the Courier Mail earlier this week on behalf of the millers. Now, let's go to Shane Canute and find out exactly what transpired last night. Shane, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You were hopeful that Billy Gordon would support you, and by gee, he did.
We were very hopeful, and Ray, like, this is not just about getting a bill over the line. I tabled this bill in May this year. It went through a lot of committee process. Likewise, it tossing to and fro, having to work with the opposition as well to try and secure the passage of this bill. Likewise, communication continually with cane growers and cane growers communicating with the crossbenchers. And it's been a long, drawn-out process, but in the end, we finally saw that something that a bill, a legislation before the House that was going to give a win for the best interest of farming communities and communities across Queensland came into fruition last night. And we do have to say that the champagne bottles were cracked last night.
Well, we might have to put them back on ice for a moment. Now, just in relation to this, I note that, and just for the benefit of people who didn't hear a conversation earlier the week, there was a full-page ad in the Courier Mail basically saying that you and the Catter Australia Party were about to ruin the Queensland sugar industry by this bill that passed last night. But you wanted them to have the opportunity, the growers, to actually sell their sugar to whom they like, as opposed to making sure it went to one particular organisation. Is that correct?
Well, yep, that was the aim of the bill. The bill, basically, the mills have pulled out of their sugar marketing arrangement where the growers grow, the mills, and they market their sugar through QSL, which is an institution that's worked quite well for over 100 years. The growers are pulling out of that marketing arrangement in 2017. Mm. But basically, under the present arrangement that the growers are looking at, they're looking at the millers having to mill only with the growers having to only mill with the mills. Mm. And the growers are saying, hey, you know, we've got a transparent institution that's been there. We're happy to mill with you if you're able to compete at the best price. But if you cannot, then we have another option with QSL. So the mills were more or less saying that if you do not mill with us, then we won't take your sugar. So yeah. this bill actually stops the mills from discriminating against a grower that mills with the mills, but markets with QSL. But there's many growers out there that are prepared to mill and market their sugar with the mills. But this bill actually brings about a balance. And
okay. What you're saying there, Shane, is it makes it more competition. Is that right? They can either go with the miller or then go with QSL.
That is correct. And that was even confirmed in the public hearing with the Queensland Law Society, who said that this is pro-competition and it's consistent with competition policy.
Well, what I don't understand, you need to help me here, because Curtis Pitt's come out this morning, the Queensland Treasurer, and said he's already written to the ACCC saying that your bill breaches anti-competition laws. Well, from what you just explained me, it makes it more competitive, not less competitive.
Well, just the advice that we've seen, particularly from the Queensland Law Society, they're giving it the thumbs up, but they're also saying that it's illusionary to think that and suggest that this is going to be legally challenged because it ticks all the boxes. Mm. Now, obviously, they're licking their wounds at this present moment too. And look, I'm not laughing about it. I say the government needs to move on instead of the fact that they've had loss here. And they'll get another good wins over another different issues. But they're, at this present moment, you know, they're shedding crocodile tears.
Okay.
They just need to sort of move on and say, hey, you know, finally, the we've had a win here. The farmers have had a win. And basically, it is pro-competition. Another side to this, Ray, is actually this bill, the mills are better off because before you marketed with QSL, now it gives an opportunity for the mills to actually market the sugar as well.
You can take your pick, you go with QSL or with the mills, one of the two, as opposed to just one organisation.
That's right. And the growers are saying, hey, we're prepared to go with the mills as well if they want to market it. But if they're providing there is transparency, and if there is if they're undercutting and you know, doing over the farmer, well, at least there is a choice there, and that's what this bill achieves.
Okay, well done. Thanks for clearing it up for us. We'll look forward to talking in the future.
You're welcome.
Shane Canute from the Katter Australia Party, a member for Dalrymple in Queensland.